A state scheme to fund the repair of substandard Celtic Tiger-era apartments will cost up to €2.5 billion. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, has secured Cabinet approval for legislation which would cover work on fire safety, structural defects and water ingress in purpose-built apartment buildings and duplexes. The scheme is expected to cover buildings that were constructed between 1991 and 2013. Announcing the plan, Minister O'Brien said work already on underway would also be covered under the new scheme.
We estimate that there's probably between 62,500 and 100,000 apartments and duplexes across the country affected. I want to ensure that people do not stall the work that they're doing already. There's about a third of those homes are either in the process of being remediated or about to be remediated. So the decision taken today is that those homes will be in the scope of this scheme. So from the government decision today, any works that is underway or indeed is contracted will be covered within the scope of this fully funded scheme.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. Well, let's talk now to Pat Montague from the Construction Defects Alliance, which is the lobby group representing homeowners affected by these defects. You're welcome to the programme, Pat Montague, and thank you for taking our call. Now, I know you've been pushing for this for quite some time and you've had a briefing from, if not the minister, his officials in relation to what's planned. What do you make of what you've been hearing?
Well, it's a welcome and significant step forward, but there's still a lot of detail to be worked out. I suppose that's the overall analysis of it. What I would say is that in terms of what's welcome is the fact that the government has now made a decision to set up a remediation support scheme. Given that until only a few months ago, the official line from government was that this was a private matter for apartment owners and basically effectively told them to get lost and look after the costs themselves. The fact that government are setting up a scheme is a big move forward. And, you know, the other key part of it is the fact that they've agreed in principle as well to, cover the costs that have already been, I suppose, paid out by apartment owners. And the minister referred to works in hand and going forward being in the scheme. But they've also decided as well that works that have been done, will get some compensation. And I suppose that's where a lot of our focus is going to be, to ensure that those people get fully compensated.
Is it clear to you whether payments to individual homeowners will in any way be capped?
It's not. And I suppose in the first instance, most of the payments, just to be clear, will not be going to homeowners, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to be going to owners' management companies because owners' management companies, there's two reasons for that. One, owners' management companies are the bodies that have the legal responsibility to ensure safety in apartment developments. That's the first thing. But also, too, practically, they are the only body that can actually ensure that buildings are fully safe and operate properly. So practically there's no point in giving money to an individual because there's no guarantee that they'll do the works. And the problem is, from a safety point of view, if the safety works aren't done in one apartment, well then everybody else is affected by that. And so the only way we can deliver whole building safety is through owners management companies.
Yeah, and the single biggest issue is fire safety issues, aren't
they? Yeah, I mean, 90%, 70, they're talking about 70% of Celtic Tiger era apartments are affected by fire safety defects. And that's just short of 90,000 apartments. So that's a huge number. And it is, we know from practical experience, is the biggest single issue. It's not too long ago since we had that appalling fire in Grenfell in London, and one of the things that we have to be conscious of is that while there haven't been, there was a fire in West Dublin that did lead to some casualties a number of years ago, but we've been lucky. But we cannot just think that because we haven't had a load of casualties that ipso facto buildings are safe.
So
they
what
are
then?
Not.
What then, Pat Montague, needs to be the next step in all of this?
Well, the next step is to set up an implementation group which would involve owners' representatives, representatives of housing associations, fire safety experts, and property managers, as well as other groups, to design a scheme that is fit for purpose. Now that the decisions are made in principle, we now have to fill in the detail and put in place a scheme that will work, rather than, and I think that's we're conscious of the experience in Donegal, where unfortunately, while the scheme has been in place for a while, very few people have applied for funding under it because of practical issues. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen here.
Very good. Pat Montague from the Construction Defects Alliance, thank you very much for that.